You are sitting in a place where you can get answers. You can know what to do. You don't have to let the devil keep you where you are. All you need to do is get the plan. God is giving out the plan. Let me just say this about money. Most people don't understand. Money is to be managed, and you can, and God have provided you with a revelation knowledge how you can get supernatural on your finance. If you get a plan, if you obey God, because you understand what he's saying. He said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now. Herewith says the Lord, if I will not what open you the windows of heaven, pull you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. He told us to bring what? Tithe and offering. You bring the tithe and offering. That brings you into a covenant connection and a relationship with God where you have access to what's in the kingdom. By you being righteous, you have a right to everything. Then when you apply to the rules that you have a right to, everything works. Now, how many of you have gone into the bank and you applied all the rules that they have to withdraw money and they didn't give you your money? Anybody ever happened to anybody? No. But how many of you go in there and didn't have it right and got your money? No, you didn't get it. But it was there. What I'm trying to tell you, learn to obey God in giving and obey. And don't grumble about when the Lord say something, because he got a plan. He see more than you see. When the Lord have words come forth, say, I want you to think, you know, I want you to think $1,000 offering. Here you go. Well, if you're going to stay on 5 cents, who you going to help? Can't even help yourself. Are you so bound up and so narrow-minded that you don't want to expand? If I can give $1,000, that means I got more than $1,000. If I'm around broke all the time, there's something wrong with that, because we're not supposed to be broke, y'all. We're not supposed to be broke. You accepted something that do not belong to you. You and I, as children of God, we are not supposed to be broke. We're not supposed to be bound. We're not, but all that spirit of poverty and lack and all that stuff, it's out there. And believe me, it'll come live with you. Did you hear what I said? I said, it'll come live with you and move and control you. But if you rise up in faith, let me get started anyway. Oh, Jesus. Am I helping anybody? I want to ask the question, and these are simple things. You write them down, and of course they'll be on the CD. How do faith work? How do faith work? That's the question I want to start with. How do faith work? Well, let me give you the answer to that question, and you write it down. Galatians 5:6. Galatians 5:6. When you get there, let me know. Say amen, oh me. Help, hold up, show up, something. Five and six. Galatians. See what you want to do is get answers. Know what it says, and this is the truth. Are you ready? So how does faith work? For in Christ Jesus, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision or what? Uncircumcision. Neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. But what? How does faith work? How did faith work? I need y'all to respond. Y'all just sitting there. I asked you a question. And I know this is not normal, but I'm asking you a question. It's all right to talk today. How did faith work? How did faith work? What did Romans 5:5 says? Turn there for me. I may have to get somebody to read that. Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5. What did Romans 5:5 say? And hope maketh us. Why?
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
So if faith worketh by love, and love has been shed abroad in your heart, what's stopping you from loving? I just can't love her. I just can't love him. You must not be born again then. 1 Thessalonians 4, and let's see whether that's, what verse is that? Let me get there. 1 Thessalonians, somebody find it before I do say it. I got it. All right, what did it say? 1 Thessalonians 4. Is it 4 and 8? Let me see. Let me see now. I'll find it here in just a minute. It says, did I say it 4? Mm-hmm. I believe it's 4 and 9. But it's, yeah, 4 and 9. That's the one I want. It says, now what does it say? Y'all got to read that a little clearer this time. But as touching brotherly love, you don't even need me to even bring this up. Why shouldn't I have? Why? Because you are taught by God to love one another. You're taught by God to love one another. I don't even have to tell you that. So if your faith ain't working, you need to check out your love walk. Because faith worked. He told you how it worked. He didn't say it worked by shouting. Now you can shout, but that's not how it works. Faith works by that's how it works. And what, you know what's good about it? It'll work for anybody that'll work it. Now I'm gonna give you the ABCs of how to work faith, how to pray, and how to stay in faith once you pray. But this is how it works, y'all. If you're not going to walk in love, you forget about walking with God.
Amen.
But if you want God's stuff, you want what belongs to you, you better walk in love. And you don't need me to stand up here and preach you a sermon on love, even though we have. Because of so much religion, so much tradition, and doctrine of men, and all the other stuff that's out there. And we have gotten religiously brainwashed to the Word of God. The Word of God had no effect in many areas of our life. And we just going on, keep on practicing, repracticing, and doing them over and over and over again, and still getting the same results, still stopping and say, hey, wait a minute, something ain't working here. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? It's not working. That's insanity. Keep doing something over and over and over, and it's not working. Am I right? That's wasting time. But I want to find out. I'm not trying to find. You know what? I have been there and done that. I'm not trying to be the hardest preacher around. All I want to do is teach people the truth so they can live by it. I ain't trying to be the greatest hoop on the block. I know all that stuff is out there. And as you get through all that, and you know, and then spit it all over the place, you know, I can do that too. And you still broke. You still sick. You still ignorant of the truth. Because I hadn't told you anything. I hadn't told you anything. God only confirmed his word. He don't confirm me. He confirmed his word when I tell the truth. Hello?